WTUZ News presents Beyond the Meeting, Tusk Talks with Mary Alice.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for tuning into my weekly series here on WTUZ. Back again is Lindsay Tidrick, who's a Strasburg school counselor and also president of the Tuscarawas Area Counselors Association. Last week, we had talked about the different hats that counselors really wear in the schools, the struggles that you ran into last year when those students were doing more of those remote learning days. And of course, we left off on how you thought really all districts need to come together and teach the students those resiliency skills when facing hard times. Lindsay, we're going to pick things back up from that topic. And do you think that there also needs to be more of a parent-kid conversation to help bring that awareness of what's going on in a child's emotional state? Like, for example, you know, instead of just a parent asking, hey, how was your day? And then accepting the answer of, you know, fine or okay. Do you think parents need to just press a little bit more for more information?
Yeah. I mean, feelings are hard to talk about. And sometimes they make other people uncomfortable. And, you know, how was your day is great, but, you know, tell me a funny thing that happened. Tell me a sad thing that made you upset. And tell me one really great thing. You know, and just asking those three questions, I think, is fun to go around the dinner table. It's called high, low, buffalo. So tell me a high, tell me a low, and the buffalo is like your funny one.
Okay, gotcha.
So that's a great thing to do. It's always easier to get kids talking when they're in the car. When, you know, they're not, you don't have to make eye contact. You can, you know, focus on different things. There's music in the background. And so I always make a point, you know, when we're driving to swim practice, to try and talk to my kids then, because it's usually me with just one of them at the time. So, like, I'm really focusing on it with my two kids at home and, like, teaching my fourth grader what does it mean to have a hard day at school and not to take it personally, to break it down into how we can make it better tomorrow and be positive about it and move forward. Because until we can teach the kids those things, they're going to struggle when really hard stuff happens. And dinners at night, I think the pandemic brought that back. Sitting down as a family. And if it's mac and cheese and hot dogs, you know, taking the time to ask about each other's day and joke and tell stories. And just those little things can mean a lot to a kid that's struggling.
Absolutely. And Lindsay, you know, during the different learning models and kids being at home and stuff, and as you mentioned, you had a lot more students kind of coming in there. What would your biggest kind of tip be for students who, you know, as we round out the school year here, but, you know, the summer is still going to look different. What would your biggest kind of tip to have that resiliency still to move them forward?
A tip for parents or kids?
Kids or both?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like resiliency is, like I said, it's a tough concept to grasp as a child. I know parents looking for books or movies for younger kids, so you can show them examples of it. For the older kids, I frame it as like a bouncy ball. So when you bounce a bouncy ball, it hits the ground and it bounces back up. That's physically what like kind of resiliency looks like.
Right.
And then framing it to them in a common situation that they can relate to always helps. Sometimes if you get too abstract or too technical, you lose them, you know, immediately. So, you know, I tried to talk with some of my older kids this year and I related to them. Like, it was hard for me to be home and being away from my kids at school.
Wow.
And, you know, we've all struggled with it, but, you know, did I lay on the couch and cry for a little bit? I did. But then I got up and, you know, I found myself trying to keep busy and focusing on ways that I can still see them. And, you know, I made a lot of personal phone calls just so I could chat and touch base. And those are ways that you stay connected with your friends. You stay connected with your family. Tips are hard because it's one of those things you have to model.
Okay. And anything else, Lindsay, you can think of? We kind of like derailed a little bit, but that turned out really good.
Oh, I mean, the resiliency piece, like, you know, we all struggle with it. Did we drop the ball? Probably.
Yeah.
Because everything happens so quickly with families and growing up in school and there's so many things happening, but if the pandemic taught us anything, it was to wash our hands, obviously, right? You know, stay healthy, wash your hands, don't touch your face. But I think it also brought back the importance of true connection and connecting with people and, you know, the resiliency piece and coping skills. And our kids have been through a lot. Like, I mean, we lost two children in less than a year. We have lost two students at Strasburg. One was a senior last year and one was a graduate. And, you know, I sent kids home to situations of abuse that I had no idea about. And those things were super hard for us to process not being together. So that connection piece is so, so important. And I think we're on the tail end of this, you know, let's hope. But, you know, just modeling how to talk and how to express your feelings. And what does, you know, breaking down resiliency, I think those things are, they're simple, but they're like those core things that easily get kind of like forgotten about as we're rushing to practice and college credit plus stuff. And is your homework done? Did you do your reading log? You know, we do all these things at night, but those small little things like eating together makes a big difference.
That's going to be all of our time for this weekly episode here on WTUZ. Once again, Lindsay Tidrick, a Strasburg school counselor and president of the Tuscarawas Area Counselors Association, joining me here. And we really dived into more tips on helping students and kids find those resiliency skills when they're facing a bad day, and also how to have open conversations between the parents and the children to help bring awareness on the emotional state. And as always, if you missed any of today's podcast and last week's, or really any podcast here in the series, head over to WTUZ.com where you can find that audio. And I'm your host, Mary Alice.
This has been a presentation of WTUZ News. Tune in next Wednesday to find out more about the communities of Tuscarawas County.